Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. It's Question and Answer Thursday, and today we're going to talk about how long should a punishment last? If you don't know, my name is Christina. I am founder of The Impactful Parent, and I come on every Thursday and answer one of your questions that you submitted live right here. And today we're going to talk about how long should a punishment last? And specifically, this person who asked this question was for lying. Now, if you have a question for me, make sure that you direct message me or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com so that you can submit your question and maybe I will pick it for next week. Now, let's go ahead and get started with this question. And how long should that punishment last for lying? Well, before I get started too much, there are a couple videos that if you haven't seen them yet, they could be really helpful to you and your child. The first one is How to Discipline Your Child video. And this is going to be found at theimpactfulparent.com/discipline. And I give you different ways to discipline your child so that you don't stick to the same thing over and over again, because after a while that desensitizes your child and then it becomes really ineffective. So there you go. There's one more resource for you. It's absolutely free. Go find that video and watch it. The second video I wanted to show to you that also could be very helpful specifically for lying is How to Get Your Child to Stop Lying to You. And that's going to be found at theimpactfulparent.com/lying. And I'll make sure to put all of those links in the show notes down below. Now, let's talk about the question at hand. How long should a punishment last? Now, it really doesn't matter what the punishment, what they did to get punished. So whether it's lying, or maybe they stole something, or maybe they're just talking back, or whatever it is. Really, my advice is pretty much the same. Your child did something, they made a bad choice, and now they have to have a consequence. Now, I don't specialize in younger children here at The Impactful Parent. We do school-age children, but if your child is younger, typically what I hear is that you're going to go by age. So if they're 5 years old, maybe something's like 5 minutes is a timeout. Again, I don't specialize in that. So I'm going to talk about the school-age child. When they get older, there's a couple things that you really need to do in order to figure out how long your punishment's going to last. The first one is you really have to discuss the consequences and punishments for their bad choices. This is really important. You have to be very clear with your children about what's going to happen if they make that choice. And I can't stress how important this is, because so many parents actually skip over this. They just say, hey, you knew you were going to get punished, but the kid really didn't ever know what that consequence was going to be. And if they know the consequence, then they're much less likely to pick that choice. When you don't know the consequence of your action for sure, then you think, well, maybe it won't be so bad. And then possibly you might still make the choice, like, well, maybe I won't get caught, and you make that choice, and then bam, they do get caught, and now they have a punishment, and then they act surprised when you give them that punishment. So it's really important that you stay very clear with your children about what their consequence or punishments are going to be if they make a certain choice. Really, really important. So be very clear. If your child knows the consequence, you just have a much higher chance that they're going to pick the right choice. Not only that, but it actually puts your child in the driver's seat of choice. And they like that, especially your teenagers. Now they know exactly what's going to happen to them if they pick to do something. Because now, like, hey, well, I know my consequence. Now, do I want to take the risk in order to do what I want, knowing that the consequence is this? And again, they're much more likely to pick the right choice in that matter because they know the consequence. But either way, it gives them that power of choice instead of that ambiguous, well, maybe I won't get caught. I don't know what the consequence is going to be. Maybe it's not that bad. So be clear about your consequences or your punishments. Now, let's talk about exact timing, because I know that's probably what this person was really getting down to. The first time they do something, I would pick a particular amount of time that they're going to have that punishment last. And the second time they do it, you're going to double that time period. And the third time you're going to do it, you're going to triple that time period. Plus, you're going to add on an additional consequence to that. So that's the structure that actually I even personally use with my own four children. So I tell them a consequence. We talk about how long that's going to last for. And then second time they do it, it's doubled. The third time, it's tripled, plus they have additional consequence on top of that. Now, you're probably saying, okay, Christina, but what's that length of time? Okay, again, it's so dependent upon your child. So all I can speak of is my own personal experience with this and me and my four kids. And I'll tell you, I kind of like a week. I use a week as the length of time that they're being punished, whether it's taking away their electronics or they can't go and do something. The week seems to be a sweet spot for me and my children. Why do I pick a week? Well, it's just long enough that it kind of hurts, stings a little bit, because a week is a long time in kid world. And second, it's not too long that it's lasts forever. So it seems like a really good length of time. And I use that for all of my school age child, everyone, all my kids from my 8-year-old to my 18-year-old. So for consequence, like first offense, 1 week. Second offense, it's going to last 2 weeks. Third offense is going to last at least 3 weeks. And there's going to be an additional consequence on top of that that we will have discussed after they messed up the first or second time. So we remind them what those consequences and punishments are for their choices. Now, it's super important that you follow through. Follow through with whatever it is that you pick. If you say that your child cannot have an iPod, let's say for example, for a week, do not give it back in 5 days. I know that so many people out there are going to say, well, they were really good. They earned it back. Obviously, yeah, that's another great technique. And for some things that are a little less offensive in my own household with my rules, sure, you can earn it back. I'll take that. But for other things, you can't earn it back. Nope, that's not how it's going to work. You made the choice. You knew the consequence was for a week, and the week is what I'm going to stick by. Your word has to be gold. Your kids need you to be consistent. Your kids need to know that when you break down the law and you say, this is it, this is the consequence, this is the rule, you're going to stick with it. Any wishy-washy with it, and now they're not going to take you seriously, especially if you have a teenager. So I would say, talk to your kids, keep to the week. Absolutely keep to the week. Now, if they make a second offense, maybe that's much more of a time when I would say, all right, let's earn this back. But again, it kind of depends on what the actual offense is. So all that's personal and all of that is whatever works best for your family. But those things are what you really need to have that are pretty consistent. And what else was I going to say about this? Keep it for a week. Let's see. Follow through. Make sure your word is gold. That's about it. I think you guys got it. If there's any questions, leave them in the comments down below. And if you have punishments that work really well for your family, please tell us in the comments. We learn best from each other. And you might have an idea of something that works really great for your household that some other parent out there is going to be like, yes, I need that. And again, go check out those two videos, the discipline video and how to get your child to stop lying to you video, because those are really, really valuable. I'll leave them down below. And if you have a question for me for next week, submit it. Direct message me, email me at theunpackfulparent@gmail.com. And you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.